You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the wake of the Tonga eruption last week, the islands are in desperate need of drinking water. Oxfam Aotearoa and New Zealand company Open Oceans have now teamed up to deliver drinking water to those affected by purifying seawater. And we have Carlos Calderon on the line from Oxfam Aotearoa to tell us more about this. Kia ora, Carlos.
Kia ora, Christine. Nice to talk to you. Yes, great. Well, Oxfam is working in Tonga since many years, but we are not present in the country or model. Actually, we are working through partners, and local partners are those who are bringing the capacity and those who are actually responding at this point in time in Tonga.
Really good to have this kind of support in the wake of such a devastating disaster. Now, after the eruption, in the immediate aftermath, what was the situation like in terms of water? Why is there no water, and why is this technology necessary?
Well, water right now is an immense need, and basically due to the ash that has covered many of the roofs and has damaged at some point the capacity of collecting water from the rain, government has said that tap water, of course, in the center of Nuku'alofa is usable. However, in the rest of the in the rural areas, in the outskirts of main towns, water is a main issue. Many wells, for example, many groundwater sources have been affected by salty water, and therefore it needs to be desalinated as the only method to make this water drinkable again.
So you guys use a desalination unit, and these units were first developed 8 years ago in 2014 and are being utilized yet again. So how exactly do these units work?
Yes, that's correct. During Cyclone Ian in 2014, together with a Paihia company that installs desalination units for yachts, we came together with the idea of putting all together in a box and making portable. So very quickly they took the idea and they put it in a box. They even developed a training manual that help us to go with the desalination unit, train all our local organization, which is the Tonga National Youth Congress, and they, after that, they went with those desalination units to small islands that they don't have any other capacity. In a cyclone, you could imagine, roof has gone, no capacity to collect water. If it's not rain, there is no other way, there's no other sources. So they quickly desalinate island by island, and we managed to build three of these desalination units together with this Paihia company called Open Ocean. And those have been working pretty much in Cyclone Gita in 2018 until now. They are still serving.
And they are quite efficient. I read that they desalinate seawater at 240 litres per hour, which is quite staggering.
Yes. In fact, there are other methods that could clean water faster, but the problem is that those methods, for example, filtering, those methods could only work when it's not salty water, or when it's surface water, or even groundwater that has been polluted, but not salty water, unfortunately. So desalination is the last resort, but even with that, so 240 liters could provide drinking water to 600 people in one day.
Wow.
So that is enough in many cases. It's not the best scenario, but it's still far cheaper, for example, to provide water through desalination, costs around 0.05 New Zealand dollars a liter. And that's less expensive and less pollutant than using, for example, bottled water, because after you use the bottled water, that costs probably one New Zealand dollar plus shipping cost. You have to dispose the plastic bottles, and that could make another problem after that. Yes.
What other challenges have you faced so far in this effort?
Well, we all have, with this volcano, the main issue was communication. We all have been struggling to regain communication with our partners. And at the beginning, we knew for certain what they were doing, despite that we haven't fully re-engaged communication. Why? Because we practiced this before. We did it in two cyclones in the last 7 years. And once we regained communication at the end, like it was on a Friday last week, we came to know that they were doing exactly the things that they're supposed to be doing. Why? Because they're a fully standing organization capable to respond, leading. Of course, we know that the damage that Tonga has for the long run, still they're going to need further support from us to continue the operations. They are requiring more desalination units because the damage is countrywide, and we need to keep supporting them on this.
And finally, how else can Kiwis support Tongans in the recovery effort?
Yes, we are since the beginning, we were sharing the same concerns of the lack of communication with Tongan communities in Auckland, and all the people from Aotearoa were communicating with us, and we're really looking into many ways to support. Honestly, the best way is to keep donating to organizations like Auckland and any other that are also responding in Tonga. Because the money is what they need to keep the local NGOs and local charities operations, and that is important because it will keep cleaning roofs, making rainwater available back to the people, and in the meantime purifying water where it's needed.
Great, thank you so much for your time today, Carlos.
No, thanks to you for the opportunity. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you so much.
That was Carlos from Oxfam speaking to Christina about the Tongan crisis and also about their water salination technology that allows people to drink fresh water there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.